بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وسلم is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection. Today inshallah we will have the 18th class of the spiritual clinic, and actually it is the 7th class related to the answered supplications. And today is the 3rd class related to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered supplication. And actually the title of the class is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sacred house are Prophet Ibrahim's answered supplications. Inshallah, today we continue to know about the answered supplication of Prophet Ibrahim. As we know that Prophet Ibrahim left his son Ismail and his mother Hajar in Mecca, but actually he was always visiting them. Once Ibrahim came to visit Ismail and his mother, and actually after Ismail had already married, on that visit Ibrahim found Ismail behind the Zamzam well next to a tree mending his arrows. When actually Ibrahim saw Ismail, they greeted each other just as the father and son greet each other. Ibrahim said, "O Ismail, your Lord has ordered me to do something." He said, "Obey your Lord." Ismail said to his father, "Obey your Lord." And so Ibrahim asked his son Ismail, "Will you help me?" Ismail said, "Yes, I will help you." Ibrahim said, "Allah has commanded me to build a house for him there." And he pointed to an area that was above ground level. So both of them started to raise the foundations of the house, that is to say the Kaaba. Ibrahim started building the Kaaba, which Ismail continued handing him the stones. Actually, this is the story of the raising of the foundations of the house, the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail. And again, Prophet Ibrahim was obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Ismail was also obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commands of his father, so that they both started building the Kaaba. While they were building the Kaaba, both of them were saying to Allah, "O our Lord, accept this service from us. Verily, you are the hearing and the knowing." This is the Kaaba, the house of Allah, raised by Ibrahim, the true believer in Allah's oneness, the true Muslim. And with him is his obeying, forbearing son Ismail, the one who always obeys the command of Allah and the commands of Prophet of his father. Both of them were raising a supplication to Allah. And actually, let us know this supplication, because inshallah we will learn about this supplication. Their supplication is in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, and the supplication is in verse number 128. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Our Lord, and make us submissive unto you and of your offspring a nation submissive unto you, and show us our manasik, and accept our repentance. Truly you are the one who accepts repentance, the most merciful.
Actually, both of them, they meant by that supplication that they are calling on Allah to make them to submit to His command and obedience, and not to associate anyone with Allah in obedience or worship, and to make their offspring a nation submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both Ibrahim and Ismail turned to Allah seeking His guidance, fully aware that without the help of Allah and support of Allah they are powerless. They show that faith is the most important aspect in the believer's life, because they called on Allah to make them submissive into Him. So this is the clarification that believing in Allah and believing that they must be obeying His commands is the most important aspect in their life. And also they clarify that they are wishing that true faith, Islam, will be the faith of their children and descendants, because they called on Allah to make their children and their descendants also to be from the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered this supplication. And the answer is in Surah Al-Baqarah, the same surah, actually actually the answer is Al-Imran surah number 3, verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 67. Now we will read from Surah Al-Imran surah number 3, verse number 67, to know the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim to make him a Muslim, and also to make his son and their offspring also Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ.
Ibrahim was neither a Jew nor Christian, but he was a true Muslim.
Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that Prophet Ibrahim was a true Muslim, and actually this was the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, O Allah, make us from the Muslims. So this is the proof that Allah make him from the Muslims. Regarding Prophet Ismail, the son of Prophet Ibrahim, and the offsprings of Prophet Ibrahim, whom he was wishing that they will be also Muslims like him, Allah answered that supplication in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 133. Now about the offspring Prophet Ibrahim, we will read now verse number 133 from Surah number 2. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Or were you witnesses when death approached Yaqub, when he said unto his sons, Will you worship after me? They said, We shall worship your Ilah God, the Ilah God of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ishmael, Ishaq, and Ilah, one Ilah God, and to him we submit in Islam.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that this is the answer of the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim, that all his offsprings will be Muslims. Allah answered the supplication, and Allah is mentioning in the Quran that all the offsprings of Prophet Yaqub, and actually also of Prophet Ismail and Ishaq, they all mentioned that we will be from among the Muslims. So this is the answer supplication of Prophet Ibrahim, the supplication which he was mentioning, he and his son Ibrahim, while they were raising the foundations of Al-Kaaba. Still, Prophet Ibrahim also has two answer supplication to make Mecca a sacred area. So now we learn that Prophet Ibrahim was the one who raised the foundations of Al-Kaaba, he and his son Ibrahim. Also, he made two supplication to make Mecca where the Kaaba is there to be a sacred area. And now we will know about these two answered supplications of Prophet Ibrahim regarding Mecca. The first one of that answered supplication is the same in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 126. Actually, Prophet Ibrahim is mentioned 15 times in Surah Al-Baqarah. Subhanallah. Okay, so now we will recite from Surah Al-Baqarah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And remember when Ibrahim said, My Lord, make this city Mecca a place of security.
So this is the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim to make Mecca a place of security. Again, Prophet Ibrahim later on, he made a supplication to make Mecca an area of security after he already raised the foundations of Al-Kaaba. And this is mentioned in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, verse number 35. Surah number 14, verse number 35. After he laid the foundations of Al-Kaaba, he and his son, he again called on Allah to make Mecca, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a place, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a sacred area. Okay? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Now we will read from Surah number 14, verse number 35. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And remember when Ibrahim said, O my Lord, make this city Mecca one of the peace and security, and keep me and my sons away from worshipping idols.
So these are the two supplications of Prophet Ibrahim to make Mecca to be a sacred area, an area of security. Allah answered that supplication, and the answer is in two verses of the Quran. The first one is in Surah number 29, verse number 67. So that we know about Mecca, the place of security and peace. Surah number 29, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 67. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And they, have they not seen that we have made Mecca a secure sanctuary, while men are being snatched away from all around them? Then do they believe in Baitul? Okay.
Al-Batil.
And deny?
Yes, they deny.
Become ignorant for the grace of Allah?
Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that He had made Mecca actually a secure place while men are being snatched away from all around them. Actually, I will clarify this inshallah now after we will know the second verse of the Quran where Allah is clarifying that Mecca is the place of security according to the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim. This is mentioned in Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 97, the answer of the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim regarding Mecca as a secure place. So we read now from verse Surah number 3, verse number 97. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فيه آيات بينات. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Actually, we will read verse number 96 and 97 because they are related to Mecca. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verily, the first house of worship appointed for mankind was that at Mecca, full of blessings and a guidance for Alameen, mankind and jinn. In it are manifest signs, for example, the maqum, place of Ibrahim. Whosoever enters it, he attains security.
Okay. So, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that he answered the supplications of Prophet Ibrahim regarding making Mecca a secure place and a place of peace. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us about regarding Mecca, the sacred area, in many of his ahadith, and we will learn about it now. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah has made the city of Mecca a sacred place. The day he created the heavens and the earth, it is sacred until the day of resurrection. It was not legal for anyone to fight in the, none is allowed to approach its thorny shrubs or to chase its game or to pick up something that has fallen except by a person who announces it in public. Nor should any of its trees be cut except the lemon grass as it is for the graves. So, also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah made Mecca a sacred place, so any person who has believed in Allah and the last day should neither shed blood in it, nor should be cut down its trees. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ibrahim made Allah's house a sacred area and a safe refuge. He also said, none is allowed to carry weapons in Mecca. Actually, we must realize that there is no contradiction between the hadith that stated that Allah made Mecca a sacred place when he created the heavens and the earth, and between the hadith that Ibrahim is the one who made it a sacred area according to his supplication. The truth is that Ibrahim conveyed Allah's decree that Mecca is a sacred area before he built the house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to do the supplication because this will be Allah's decree and it will be the place of security. We Muslims must be always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we need to appreciate the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Mecca, the city of the holy mosque, our Qibla. That is to say, the direction of our prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a unique place, a sacred area, so that we Muslims always feel secure on visiting Mecca for Umrah or for Hajj. And we also must realize that Islam is the accepted religion by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, he made the place of our Qibla a place of security and peace. So, alhamdulillah, this is the two answered supplications of Prophet Ibrahim regarding Mecca. Now we learned three of the answered supplications of Prophet Ibrahim, and still we will be with the blessed answered supplication of Prophet Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail, actually when they were raising the foundations of the Kaaba and they asked, called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them Muslims and to make their offsprings Muslims also, they also have another supplication for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that supplication turned to be the source of the greatest mercy, not only to the Muslims but to all the humanity, and we will know about that blessed supplication in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 129. The blessed supplication of Prophet Ibrahim and his son. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our Lord, send amongst them a messenger of their own, and indeed Allah answered their invocation by sending Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who shall recite unto them your verses and introduce them in the book, this Quran, and al-Hikmah, full knowledge of the Islamic laws and jurisprudence, or wisdom, or prophethood, and purify them. Verily, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise.
Actually, negative blessed supplication of Prophet Ibrahim conformed with Allah's appointed destiny that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be sent as the final messenger to all mankind. Hence Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first person to mention Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people. Even since Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known to the people until Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, the son of Mary, who mentioned Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by name. Jesus said in Surah number 61, verse number 6, now we will recite from Surah 61, Surah As-Saff, verse number 6, where Prophet Jesus alayhi salam mentioned Prophet Muhammad by name. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدُ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And remember when Isa, son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, I am the messenger of Allah unto you, confirming the Torah which came before me, and give glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmed.
Actually, Ahmed is Muhammad, and both are from, you know, the meaning of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the word Alhamd, which is all praise and thanks to Allah. This is the root of the name of Ahmed or Muhammad. Both of them is from the praise to Allah. Accordingly, actually, when the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked him about his prophethood, he said that it is the supplication of my father Ibrahim and the glad tidings brought forth by Jesus, the son of Mary. So both of them, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, the son of Mary, both of them they mentioned about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, we must know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the mercy to all mankind. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahzab, I'm sorry, it is not in Surah Al-Ahzab, in Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, verse number 107. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not but as a mercy for the alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists.
So actually, Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail was calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send a messenger who will, inshallah, will guide, you know, the humanity, inshallah, to follow the way of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Prophet Jesus alayhi salam to mention about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad the mercy to the mankind. Actually, their supplication was answered, and the proof was on the Quran regarding sending Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger in order to guide the humanity and to teach them the religious of the Islam. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah about the answer of the supplication regarding sending a messenger. Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 151. This is the answer of the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail regarding sending a messenger to guide the people to worship none but Allah. الله الرحمن الرحيم أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Similarly, to complete my blessings on you, we have sent among you a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of your own, reciting to you our verses, the Quran, and purifying you, and teaching you the book, the Quran, and the hikmah, sunnah, Islamic laws, and teaching you that which you used not to know.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that He had sent among us Muslims, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to recite to us the verses of the Quran and to purify us and to teach us the book. So this means that alhamdulillah it was the answer of the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail that Allah sent for us Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran. So that both of them become the sources of our religion, Islam, the total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah clarified in verse number 151 of surah number 2, Allah clarified that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent to instruct you in the book and in the wisdom and to teach you what you didn't know. One of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's duties was to teach his followers how to understand and interpret the Quran and to translate it into a practical code for the daily life. Through the Quran, they acquired the wisdom and the ability to appreciate and understand Allah's commands, to evaluate the ideas and the concepts, and to judge the values and the objectives. So it is vital for Muslims to return to their original source of knowledge and the greatness and to look at the Quran as the guide and the instrument for change, rather than to evaluate the Quran as lyrics to be chanted for pleasure.
Lyrics are like words.
Yes, lyrics, yes. That is to say, you know music, you know which can give peace to it, but without understanding the laws of the Quran or following its commands. So again and again, actually, all of us Muslims, we must realize that the Quran was sent to us as the book of guidance, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the practical, model of the Quran, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his mannered were the Quran. So again and again, the Quran for us is not just a music which we don't understand the meaning of its words, just to give us some psychological peace. The Quran is the book and the way of life with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the role model for the Muslims. Actually, now at the end of learning about Prophet Muhammad answered supplication, I feel that it is my duty Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we need to have a summary about Prophet Ibrahim's belief, about Prophet Ibrahim's submission to Allah's commands, and about Prophet Ibrahim answer supplication, so that it will be a lesson for us in our worldly life to have the true belief and to have the way of life that is to be from those whom they submit their life to obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that inshallah we can have the answer supplication like Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rahman Rahim. First, in the faith of Prophet Ibrahim, we must realize that Prophet Ibrahim was true in his faith. That is to say, the belief in Allah's oneness, as this belief was clear and deep in his heart and his mind. He was proud of his faith, so he declared it to his people, and he called them to reject the idol worshipping and to follow him to worship none but Allah. They refused, so he broke their idols. It was that they threw him in the fire to punish him and to get rid of him, but Allah saved him. Then Prophet Ibrahim decided to migrate and to leave these people and their land, having his faith in Allah to be the goal of this migration, looking for Allah's guidance. Prophet Ibrahim was the true believer who obeyed all the commands of Allah, even the most difficult ones. For example, Prophet Ibrahim obeyed the command of Allah to leave his precious son Ismail, whom he had him while he was 88 years old. He left Ismail and his mother Hajar in the barren valley of Mecca, where there was no people, no food, no water. But it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is Prophet Ibrahim who is living his life in total submission to Allah's commands. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Prophet Ismail and his mother, and Again, Prophet Ibrahim was having a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to slaughter that forbearing son by his own hand, as he saw in the dream. Actually, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he discussed the dream with his son, who agreed to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey his father. Prophet Ibrahim was about to slaughter his son, obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, Allah saved the son and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a ram as a sacrifice for him. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Prophet Ibrahim to build the Kaaba with the same forbearing son Ismail. And actually, Ismail, he agreed to obey his father, and both of them, they raised the foundations of the Kaaba. This is Prophet Ibrahim, a devoutly obedient servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the father of all the prophets, the nation, in his belief and in his reward. So now let us list the answer supplications of Prophet Ibrahim. Actually, Prophet Ibrahim is the prophet who is having the most answer supplications after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And actually, it is always out of the true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and out of the total submission to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the lesson which every Muslim must learn from the story of the belief of Prophet Ibrahim. The most you are true in your belief and sincere regarding obedience of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you will be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more difficult will be the test of your worldly life, but the more reward you will have in this worldly life and in the hereafter. We must learn that we Muslims need to have true deep belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true deep interest to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time we must have the deepest trust in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Prophet Ibrahim to face the most difficult hardships in his life regarding being thrown in the fire, to leave his son in the desert, to try to slaughter his son. But out of this, all these hardships, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him because of his intention to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his top priority. So this is the lesson for every believer. Life is full of hardship. The only way to be saved from this hardship is through the one who has the decree, the one whom all our affairs are in his hands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way to have the mercy of Allah and to have Allah to save all of us from all the hardship is the way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran. The full belief in Allah and the obedience of his commands and the good deeds. Every one of us must realize this true fact, that there is no way to be saved from the hardship which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us with, except through the obedience of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only will, the only power, the only mercy on the earth. Whatever the human beings are trying to use in this life, that is to say, to use the means in order to escape or to be saved from the hardship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the means will never work except by the will of the one who makes the means to have a power, that is to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us all Muslims get the benefit of these verses of the Quran, which we are learning in these classes of the answered supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not stop at the supplication and try to use it while we are not aware of the reasons for these accepted supplications. The reason for the accepted supplication is to have the correct link with the one who is answering the supplication. The correct link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. What is this only link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The only corrected link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true belief in His oneness and the intention to follow all His commands. Out than this link, none will be able to solve any problem, none will be able to be out of hardship. People are trying to deceive themselves, to deceive themselves by saying that we can use the means and the means will save us. The means will never work except by the command of the one who has the only will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us be the true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us be the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them to the truth. The truth is that I must believe in the oneness of Allah and I must follow the commands of Allah, so that I will have the full trust that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save me from all the hardship, and Allah will make me for me an outlet from every disaster in my life inshallah. So now we will revise together the answer supplications of Prophet Ibrahim, and we will know from what we will know about the surah of the Quran and the verse of the Quran where that supplication is, so that inshallah we can keep this reference for us whenever we want to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can use the same answer supplications of Prophet Ibrahim. The first answer supplication of Prophet Ibrahim was mentioned in surah number 2, verse number 260. My Lord, show me how you give life to the dead. Okay. The second was in surah number 26, verse number 83. My Lord, bestow hukm, religious knowledge and right judgment of the affairs and prophethood on me, and join me with the righteous. The third answer supplication of Prophet Ibrahim, it was mentioned in surah number 26, verse number 84, and grant me an honorable mention in the late generations. The fourth answer supplication, which we learned in these classes of Prophet regarding Prophet Ibrahim, was mentioned in surah number 37, verse number 100. My Lord, grant me a righteous son. The fifth answered supplication was mentioned in surah number 14, verse number 37. Now we will mention the supplication of surah number 14. Surah number 14, verse number 37. This is the fifth answered supplication of Prophet Ibrahim. Our Lord, I have made some of my offspring to dwell in an uncultivated valley by your sacred house, in order, O our Lord, that they may perform a salah. So fill some hearts among men with love towards them, and provide them with fruits, so that they may give thanks. The sixth answer supplication of Prophet Ibrahim is in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 128. Our Lord, and make us submissive unto you, and of our offspring a nation submissive unto you. The seventh answer supplication of Prophet Ibrahim is in Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 129. Our Lord, send among them a messenger of their own who shall recite unto them your verses and instruct them in the book and al-hikmah, full Islamic law, and purify them. The eighth answered supplication of Prophet Ibrahim is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 126. My Lord, make this city Mecca a place of security and provide its people with fruits. The ninth answered supplication in the Quran of Prophet Ibrahim was mentioned in Surah number 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 35. O my Lord, make this city Mecca one of peace and security, and keep me and my sons away from worshipping idols. So these actually were the 9 answered supplications of Prophet Ibrahim, which we learned in these classes of the answered supplications. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make for every one of us actually an outlet from every hardship, and make every one of us to learn from the story of Prophet Ibrahim that his faith and his pure belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the reason behind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from all the hardship and answered his supplication and made him the father of all the prophets. O Allah, our Lord, we call on you to send all your blessings on Prophet Ibrahim, the father of all the prophets, and on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. We will make the dua now, but before the dua, inshallah, next week we will learn about the supplication of Prophet Ayyub, the one who was having the test in his wealth and in his health and in his family, actually the prophet who was known as the patient prophet, because he faced the greatest hardship in regarding his life. Inshallah, we will learn about him, and we will learn about the supplication for every sick person and ill person, inshallah, in the class of next week. And now, inshallah, we will make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offsprings comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection.